Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It can be defined as the spontaneous enthusiasm of my spirit when my soul is in fellowship with the Lord. Intimate fellowship with the Lord is a producer of joy, regardless of our circumstances. But if our fellowship with the Lord is broken because of sin, one of the first things to go is our joy. When I was at college, one of the highlights of the school year was the annual missions conference. But I was miserable because I was refusing to surrender to God. As the conference drew to a close, God's Spirit was at work in my life. I remember wrestling with God until He broke my stubborn heart and I said, "Lord, anywhere, anytime, at any cost." Only after I had surrendered to the Lord was He able to fill my life with true joy. Before you can know God's will and direction for your life, you must come to that point where your will is no longer your own. George Mueller said that in order to receive counsel, the first step is to get the heart into such a state that it has no will of its own in any given matter. Do you have joy in your Christian life? If not, why not? Could it be that there is some sin that needs to be confessed and made right, or some area of your life that needs to be surrendered to the Lord? Have you ever told the Lord, anywhere, anytime, at any cost? Joy in life is not a matter of chance or circumstance. It's the result of complete and total surrender to the perfect will of God. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.